Praise be Jesus and Mary. So today is the first Saturday in this month of July, and the July 13th, 1917 apparition of Our Lady of Fatima is well known. It was a big apparition. That's where secrets were revealed to the children. And I'm just going to comment on a few of the things that Our Lady says. She says, the war is going to end. Okay, this is the First World War she's talking about. She says, the war is going to end, but if people do not cease offending God, a worse one will break out. God is about to punish the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church and of the Holy Father. So in these words of Our Lady, we see that God punishes the world. Now, how do we make sense of that, right? God is love. And so we need to interpret that in the light of God's love. That this type of punishment is actually a mercy from God. And that is to wake up humanity, right? To perhaps bring us to our needs or our knees in our time of need. And oftentimes that's how conversions happen, that it isn't until we reach the bottom of the barrel that we then reach out for God. This is what we see in the parable of the prodigal son, right? It was when he was destitute, in the mud, working with the pigs, hungry, and all of this, that the scripture says he entered into himself and realized he had it better back in the home of his father. And so God will allow these temporal punishments so as to hopefully avoid eternal punishments, right? That is really the last straw. Now, there are some frightening words that Saint Jacinta says with regard to the Second World War. This is recorded in Sister Lucia's memoirs. She says, one day, I went to Jacinta's house to spend a little while with her. I found her sitting on her bed, deep in thought. Jacinta, what are you thinking about? About the war that is coming. So many people are going to die, and almost all of them are going to hell. Those are words we should ponder, right? We're talking about temporal punishments and eternal punishments. And that's what Our Lady includes in this July 13th apparition, both the temporal and eternal. So she mentions, as we already read, about war, famine, and other persecutions of the Church and of the Holy Father. But she also mentions about eternal punishments in this July 13th apparition. And this is how Sister Lucia records it. She says, as Our Lady spoke these last words, she opened her hands once more, as she had done during the two previous months. Now, remember the last 2 months, namely May and June, when Our Lady opened her hands, there was a bright light that came forth from her Immaculate Heart, and the children said that God was in this light. They had a mystical experience of the Most Holy Trinity. Okay? Now something different happens when Our Lady opens up her hands. As she had done during the two previous months, the rays of light seemed to penetrate the earth, and we saw, as it were, a sea of fire. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened or burnished bronze. Floating about in the conflagration, now raised into the air by the flames that issued from within themselves, together with great clouds of smoke, now falling back on every side like sparks and huge fires, without weight or equilibrium, amid shrieks and groans of pain and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear. It must have been this sight which caused me to cry out, as people say they heard me. The demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repellent likeness to frightful and unknown animals, black and transparent like burning coals. Terrified, as if to plead for help, we looked up at Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, "You have seen hell where the souls of poor sinners go." And so there it is, right? We have warnings from God. We have chastisements, punishments from God. And this is what we need to take to heart, because in the beginning of the spiritual life, it is normally the fear of punishment that has predominance and that will move the soul to be on that narrow and difficult path that leads to heaven. And so Our Lady, as a good mother, communicates this message to us. And then what does she encourage as a solution to all of this, right? To avoid temporal punishments, and especially to avoid eternal punishment. Prayer and sacrifice and devotion to her Immaculate Heart. Pray the Rosary every day in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary, in order to obtain peace for the world in an end of the war, because only she can help you. Do we pray the Rosary every day? If not, we're not really doing our part, are we? Right? I mean, I think we can manage 15, 20 minutes, get in a rosary. We can do this, especially when it means putting an end to wars. Right? That's a big deal. And a little bit of effort, commitment. So that's prayer. Then Our Lady talks about sacrifice. Sacrifice yourselves for sinners. And say many times, especially whenever you make some sacrifice, "O Jesus, it is for love of you, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary." Right? So along with prayer, we should be incorporating sacrifices into our daily lives. And then finally, devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, right? To save souls, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. Right? Love for neighbor should cause us to do these things. Right? To bring about peace, to save many souls, we can do this. Praying the Rosary, making sacrifices, and being devoted to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.